You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's one of the top prospects in the state of Georgia. He is announcing his commitment tomorrow, and he recently is coming off a visit to Oregon, also considering Arizona State, Florida State, Missouri, and North Carolina. He's Braden Swinson, 6'4", 245-pound defensive end. Braden, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Good. Thank you for staying up. I know it's late. First of all, why do you have interest in the West Coast? It seems like quite a trip for you, and I imagine that flight was a long one to Eugene here last weekend.
Being on the West Coast is different, you know. I've always been from the South, and I've been in Georgia, so, you know, seeing something that's in the West Coast, like, it's a lot different, and, like, I enjoy seeing it, and, like, it's just amazing to me out there. It's just different.
How was your visit to Oregon? I saw you sitting in the throne with the big cape around your, the big green cape around your shoulders. You looked like you were having a good time. What'd you think?
I had a great time at last weekend with Coach Cristobal and Coach Joseph, all the coaching staff up there and the players. I got to see a lot. I enjoyed being up there, you know. I got to know a lot about their families, you know, just getting close to and building a relationship to all the coaches up there.
Everybody talks about Oregon's facilities, and sometimes it gets a little detailed where you're wondering, like, this wood is from this forest in wherever. Was there anything on the visit that, as far as the facilities or a feature in one of the academic buildings or in the locker rooms, that really surprised you or blew you away, where you're like, wow, this is next level?
I like how they did, like, the honor rolls. Like, if you're the athlete, they didn't wait till you left. But they're like, while you was there, depending on when you made it, they'll embed your name into the floor of the academic center, like academic All-American. And the most recent one they did was Justin Herbert, and he's still there. And, like, but that's the most recent one they did. And I feel like that is, and also how, like, everyone is really in that building you can write on.
How do you see yourself fitting in Oregon's defensive scheme, and how do you feel like you fit compared to maybe some of the other schools on your list?
In Oregon, they run multiple different defenses. I can play the full D line, so I feel like in certain situations they need, like, a DN to go to the inside. I can go inside on another team, like offensive lineman, or if, like, they need me on the outside, I can also do that. And just fit into everybody else's defense, like Missouri, their SEC. They have power D linemen. North Carolina and Arizona State, with their D lineman, they have to drop back in coverage, and honestly, I can read defenses, and I feel like I can just help any defense really that I can play on, just my athletic ability and the coaching staff, and help with the coaches that they have.
We're talking to defensive end Braden Swinson, one of the top prospects in the state of Georgia, announcing his commitment tomorrow. I've got a list here of the schools you visited: Arizona State, Florida State, Missouri, North Carolina, and Oregon. Is that an official top five? Are you down to those five, or are you considering other schools?
I wouldn't say my top five, but, like, those are the final five that I'm looking into.
Okay, let's go over all of them, because I want to give everybody an equal shake for you to be able to have a chance to talk about them. So I'll just say the name of the school. Give me two or three sentences on what stands out about each program or coaching staff or whatever it is you want to say about that program. We'll go alphabetical order again, so there's no favoritism here. Arizona State.
I want to say their coaching staff, they have a real down-to-earth coaching staff. You can tell that everything there is, like, it's real. And, like, they're building something over there that's going to be great. Herm Edwards is a great guy. I got to meet him, the D-line coach, Coach Kane, and Coach Antonio Pierce. All of them, I got to build a, like, great relationship with them when I was at the visit. And overall, like, I enjoyed it out there, and they're going to be something special.
Florida State.
I can't hear you. Say it again.
Oh, Florida State.
The D line coach, Coach O'Dell. He's a legend down there. So, you know, that D line been balling out lately. I see how they've been playing. But overall, you can tell, like, they have a lot of tradition down there, and it's just something to be a part of. It's great down there.
Missouri.
Coach Brick Haley, another D-line coach. He's a real dude. He's funny. The way he sets up his D-linemen, like over all of them, just they have an amazing rotation up there. Coach Odom, he's a great guy. I got to meet him. And all the players up there, they're all great too.
North Carolina.
Matt Brown's going to turn that program around. He's doing a great job. I talk to him like every now and then. He's a great coach. He's a great guy. Coach Tigg, I talk to all of them. I love him. And Coach Cross, they're amazing coaching staff. I enjoy being around them all. And their defensive scheme is great. And the way they've been playing these past few games, it's something to watch.
Oregon.
Just being around the whole coaching staff up there, really, it's amazing being around them, meeting their families, the facility on game day, the crowd was electrifying, and the D-line coach, Joseph Vera, he's a big dude, real big dude. He's a real big dude, and he knows what he's doing. Like, he knows right there and do. He even showed my own film when I was up. He even showed me how my skills fit their scheme of defense with their own film.
I heard laughter in the background. Is that mom?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, can you put her on the phone for a second for one quick question?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hello, how are you this evening?
Hey, mom, you're on the air recruiting with Andrew Nemec. I just wanted to ask you what you thought of Oregon and what you think of the possibility of your son going so far from home. I heard some laughter over Coach Joe Salavea being a big guy. You must have connected with him.
Yes, he was much larger and much bigger and muscular than we completely anticipated. But it was, you know, the thing that we were concerned about was the distance. And they talked a lot about the family-oriented type program where that was based upon strong relationships. And that was pretty interesting and eye-catching for us, that we thought was pretty, you know, rare with a lot of programs. Just the time that they spend as a team and bring families in after games, we thought that was pretty that was pretty unique, and it stood out with us, and it had us talking about it even on the flight home to Atlanta.
So quickly, and I'll leave you on this one. I'll talk to Braden after this if you don't mind. But are you relieved that the recruiting process, wherever he chooses, will be over tomorrow? Are you a little bit sad because you enjoyed going on the visits? How are you feeling that this part of the journey is coming to an end?
Well, it's actually mixed feelings. I am glad that he's finally making the decision because he is a senior in high school, and there are other things that he needs to focus on as far as maintaining his grades within his classes and being focused with his class. But he also has a season that he has to complete. He's still a high schooler and student, and I want him to really enjoy that time. So, in a way, yeah, I'm glad that he's finally making the decision and this is coming to an end. I like the visits, and they were wonderful, but I really want him to just enjoy finishing his last season as a high school student and before he's off as an early enrollee in January.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Mom. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Here's Braden.
Hello.
Hey, Braden, we'll get you out on this one, and I'm sorry to bombard you there or bombard Mom there, but how relieved are you to be done with the process? Are you excited to celebrate that you found a home starting tomorrow, or are you a little bit disappointed that kind of the visits and the exploration of different parts of the country is coming to an end?
I'm never disappointed. I'm excited to announce where I'm going tomorrow. It's been a long trip. It's been a long journey from where I started from, and I'm just excited to get it done. And I'm extremely blessed to go through this process, and not many people can go through it. So I'm just making the most of it.
All right, Braden Swenson, 3-star defensive end, one of the top players in the state of Georgia, announcing his commitment tomorrow evening. Look for that. The Oregon Ducks very much in the hunt. Braden, thank you very much for doing this interview. Appreciate you staying up late for me.
No problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.